Welcome to Lower Wacker Live for April 10th, 2019. I'm your host, Justin Kaufman. Wait, I'm confused. Are we or are we not supposed to look directly into the black hole? I still have my glasses. Astronomers captured a photo of a black hole today. They didn't have proof it existed till now. Before today, the only black hole we knew was Mayor-elect Lightfoot's political strategy. Oh! Hot take time! Boom, 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 boom. Hot take! That was good. In what was either a rookie mistake or a massive double cross, Lightfoot said she was okay with the lame duck city council going ahead and approving millions in taxpayer money for mega projects Lincoln Yards and the 78, which when said like that sounds like a hipster funk band or a Richard Linklater movie. Either one. His name was Lincoln, and it was the year 1978. Is that fog hat slow ride? Lightfoot was opposed to using TIF money on the campaign trail and even asked to halt the vote, but last night she flip-flopped with a midnight statement to the press saying she worked out a deal and now she's for it. What? What's the deal? And for who? The residents of Lincoln Park in Bucktown? Or how about the commuters who will be squeezed into one lane for 10 years as they widen North Avenue? Or how about the taxpayers who footed the bill? And how about a little transparency here? I thought this was a new day. Sweep out the old. Instead, you use some buzzwords and tell us about a deal, but don't tell us what the deal is. I don't know. Chicago voted for change. So what's actually changed? Don't get me wrong, the city leaders were going to vote for this anyway, which is why I'm thrown off by Lightfoot's stance. So did she hop on board so it looked like it was her plan? The one we all know is Rahm Emanuel's plan? The same Emanuel that Lightfoot set her whole campaign against? Something's amiss. Not Jussie Smollett amiss, but amiss. The police board is looking at the case of the four police officers who were accused of conspiring to cover up evidence in the shooting death of Laquan McDonald. One of the tidbits of information coming out today is that the cops still believe that even though McDonald was on the ground after being shot, he was still a threat. I'm not a cop, but that's a hard argument to make, especially this far down the road. Maybe there's truth to it, and maybe they're trained that way, but to look at the tape and try to slow-mo it and say, stop it right there, after the ninth shot, look at his elbow. Look at his elbow. You can't do that. Also, where's the Burger King tape? Right? After all of this saga, nobody's talking about the Burger King tape. Did we just let that go as acceptable? It was destroyed, so it can't be evidence, so it never existed, so oh well, what's next? The truth lies in the Burger King tape. All right, now it's time for the Lower Wacker Live headline that begs too many questions to click through. You ready? Father and son charged with selling diseased body parts in alleged brokering scheme. What? Disease? What? Yeah. And that's been Lower Wacker Live's headline that begs way too many questions to click through. In weather, was it snowing today? Or hailing? Or holing? God, Chicago, unacceptable. But I guess it's better than 2 feet of snow or whatever's happening in Kansas or wherever else. In sports, the White Sox got swept by the American League's version of the Orlando Magic, the Rays. I don't even think the game's over, but we're at a point where it's a blowout, so let's just go with they got swept. I know the Tampa Bay Rays are winning the East right now, but they come to Chicago and rough us up like that? That's not, no, sorry. The Cubs tonight, Yu Darvish on the bump. If things don't go well, he may want to build a fence around the mound like he did his Evanston home. Hello. Wow, man, I'm on fire. Who builds a fence to block the lake from your neighbors, right? That's cold, Yu. Very cold. I don't know if I'd be able to pull that off. I don't know. And finally, the Bulls wrap up their dumb season tonight against the Sixers. Last night, NBA writer Brandon Robinson was on Extension 720 with me, and he theorized that the Bulls could be off-season suitors for Anthony Davis. Wouldn't that be something? I didn't even see that coming. Wouldn't that be something? If they could trade for Davis, give up a first-round pick or whoever else the Pelicans want, I'm in. I'm already growing my unibrow in anticipation, so also bring back Derrick Rose. All right. That's Lower Wacker Live for April 10, 2019. Beats by Wes Restless. You like the beat? Send proof to Pete at pzimmerman@wgnradio.com, and we'll see you tomorrow.